It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Good morning, 939. We'll go with partly cloudy here, 31 degrees. Our Monday talk around continues and is promised. Got to talk Wilkin County Recycling today, and there's only one person to talk about that's really in the know when it comes to Wilkin County Recycling. It's Brianna Koval. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are in the know. I mean, if you don't know about Wilkin County Recycling, who does?
You know, that's a really good question. As the administrator for that program, I would like to say that I am in the know.
You are in the know, and that encompasses an awful lot, because, again, I'm always just blown away by what you can recycle over there, which is basically everything. However, we're here in the month of April to talk about Earth Day, Earth Week, Earth Month. And every April, you offer premiums on aluminum.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
So this April, we are paying you 40 cents a pound to bring that aluminum in and recycle it. Last month, we were paying 20 cents, so we doubled the price for April as your incentive to get you recycling. Mm-hmm. Everybody kind of, you know, hibernates over the winter, and you may have been collecting, or you may have been collecting since the year prior. So it's time to get it in to get that premium price, because I guarantee you the price will go down next month. So come in April when it's 40 cents a pound and redeem that aluminum. And keep in mind that if you bring in over 100 pounds, you'll get 42 cents a pound. Or if you donate any amount of cans to any of the organizations that we collect for, they will get 42 cents a pound.
And mention that too. Brag a little bit about that, because when people bring in their cans and they get whatever they get for them, you know, dollar-wise, you've got so many different places that this can go to.
Yes, absolutely. We collect for a number of churches and youth groups. We collect for the zoo, for the Humane Society, the Food Pantry, Red River Human Services, some of the Boy Scout groups we collect for, the Diesel Club over at Science School, Pirate Archery down in Hankinson.
Wow.
Clare City Park in South Dakota. Like, we collect for so many groups.
You got an outreach.
So we have something for everyone.
Sure.
If you don't want those few dollars that you're going to get for your cans, just donate it to a group. And we cut them a check on a quarterly basis. And tell you what, sometimes those checks are really big. I mean, we're talking hundreds of dollars that these organizations get just from aluminum cans that people have said, you know, I don't need my 3 pounds of cans that I'm bringing in. You just give that to the zoo, or you give that to the Humane Society or the United Methodist Youth Group or whoever it is that you would like to donate that to. We have a whole list. So it's really, really a great incentive for you, and it's an incentive for those groups as well.
Let's talk about timing, because timing's perfect. I mean, you know, it's you know, Earth Day and Earth Week and stuff like that. It's also the month of April when a lot of people are doing their spring cleaning.
Yes.
So it's like, this is kind of by design, but it kind of isn't. But the timing's perfect.
Right. For the seasons up here, the timing's perfect.
Right.
Because we're all starting to clean out our garages once it starts to get warm, which typically happens in March and April. This year, a little later, but we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah.
So if you are starting to clean out your garage, your Quonset, gather up all those recyclables and just bring them down to the recycling center. We're open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 until 6, and Saturdays, 8 until noon. However, if you're bringing in a large amount of cans, maybe bring that in earlier in the month, because the line does usually get longer towards the end of the month, because everybody waits until the last minute to recycle their cans. So please think about that and try to get in maybe on a weeknight. Usually those Tuesday, Thursdays between 4 and 6 aren't quite as busy. So that's a good option. But if you're going to come in on Saturday, be prepared to kind of wait in line, because it takes a little bit, especially if you end up with 3 or 4 people in front of you that have a horse trailer full.
Sure.
It's going to be a little while. So maybe come in during the week.
So we're a week into this. How's it been? I mean, a lot of people showing up?
It's been slow, but the weather was...
Oh, the weather last week.
So we're just going to not even talk about the past week, and we're going to move forward and hope for the best.
Absolutely.
I really don't anticipate record numbers like we had last year, but we also had a record price last year.
Yes, like 70 cents. Yeah,
it was 70 cents, which is just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So that would go along with why we took in so many cans. I don't think we'll take in quite as many as we did last year, but I'm going to hope for the best.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
be optimistic.
Absolutely. Well, because aluminum is infinitely recyclable.
That's
you know
true.
That?
No.
Yes, it is infinitely recyclable.
So you can just keep churning and churning and churning.
Yep. Now, I don't know how valid this statement is, but it's a fact. I read it on the internet, so
okay.
We'll go for that.
Oh, jeez.
I know, so let's go with that. But, you know, about 70% of aluminum that's ever been produced is still in circulation.
Really?
Yes. That's okay. How recyclable it is. Because what happens is you turn it into a recycler. For example, us, you bring in your used beverage containers to us. We bring that to Minn Kota Recycling up in Fargo. They sell it to a commodity or a manufacturer where it gets shredded and remelted and repurposed. So it can keep doing that over and over.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
So it's infinitely recyclable. So don't put that in the landfill. Just bring it into us, put it in one of the drop sites anywhere within the county. It'll still make it to us.
Yeah.
And then we can keep recycling that to keep it in perpetuity of just keep going.
Fantastic. I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that just makes all the sense.
It's a fun fact.
It is a fun fact. Listen, you have a great couple of days. We'll talk again on Wednesday, okay?
Yes, we will.
And at 9:40. Brianna Colville, Wilkin County Recycling. It's 9:45 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Thanks for adding me to your weekends. Trice K. on the Voice of the Valley, KBMW 1450.